Are you ready to branch out, to take a leap of faith, to love yourself and others fully? Then let go of whatever no longer serves you to take action now on Get Rooted Radio with Erica Gifford Mills, living it up, loving it up, and letting it go. Erica will energize and excite you to power up your passionate dream that sets your soul on fire. With Erica's E3 approach, equipping, empowering, and enlightening yourself so you can be yourself for yourself. Get ready and get rooted to live a life without regrets, without what ifs, without should haves, and especially without empty feelings from a life unexplored. This hit show helps you build powerful and intentional roots to live it up, love it up, and let it go. Get fearlessly ready and powerfully rooted in your yes with your host, Erica Gifford Mills, and be fearless about your more and stand in your yes. Now on Get Rooted Radio.
Welcome, everyone. I am Erica Gifford Mills, and you are listening to Get Rooted Radio, living it up, loving it up, letting it go, right here on Transformation Talk Radio. A big shout out to my producer today, Daniel. Hey, Daniel, thank you so much for being here today and filling in for Jacob. So I think you, Daniel, as well as our listeners, will enjoy today's episode titled Searching for Health, Happiness, and Abundance. Find it within yourself. Because we are all each diverse individuals with a unique life path and purpose. Unfortunately, too often, we look outside of ourselves to find our health, our happiness, and even our wealth. To experience a life of optimal well-being and vibrancy, we must turn inward to reconnect with who we are and why we are here. We got to get comfortable with our own skin. And I like to say we need to get comfy being uncomfy and then truly love ourselves. Sitting in this present moment, experiencing all the emotions that bubble up, releasing and healing, right? Living it up, loving it up, letting it go. Really healing from the past and things we do not control and opening up our hearts. We reconnect with who and why we are and know and love ourselves. And that's what we're talking about today. The keys to health, happiness, and abundance, they're already inside of us. And we all have to do, all we have to do is really be. And from this present moment, we can reconnect with our inner knowing and return to love. And it's such an important topic, happiness from within. And my guest today, Kristen Collins, has some incredible information to share. But first, a little bit about Kristen. Kristen is a magnetic, thought-provoking influencer, inspiring thousands to connect with their purpose, ultimate joy, and love. She is a certified workplace mindfulness facilitator and executive coach. As a certified holistic coach, author, and national speaker, Kristen supports the journey toward optimal well-being by shedding light on the mind-body connection, the effects of trauma healing, and the toxicity stress has on our physical body. And if you're lucky enough, and if you don't Google it, Kristen recently shared this message at the 2022 TED Talks West Shore Conference earlier this year in Tampa, Florida. So we are lucky to have her as a guest. So please welcome Kristen Collins to the show.
Erica, thank you so much. I love your message. I love what you're bringing to the world, and it is an honor to connect with you today.
Well, thank you. Let's just jump right in and talk about how to really rediscover your authentic self. What are some of the steps that we can take? How do we do that?
The irony is that it's so simple. It makes it almost mission impossible. And sometimes when we talk about this, people say, I don't get it. It can't be that easy. Right. But you already beautifully highlighted how everything that we are searching for is already within. So it's not that we have to go out and search and work or educate ourselves to find. It's just the opposite. And that's to get rooted in this present moment. So how do we do that? First is awareness that the keys that you're looking for are already within. And then to just take a big, giant, large pause and some deep breaths and start reconnecting to the now.
And And I think that's important, is that, don't get me wrong, we all love outside validation. I mean, some, you know, the pats on the backs, the praise, the acknowledgement that we are doing something right in the world. And so we're not saying that that's a horrible thing to have, right? But we can't always rely on that. We have to find or create that happiness from within, because if we are always relying on something or someone else, that's going to take, we're always going to be searching. It's going to be a search. So what are some of the self-care best practices that people can do to be able to sit with themselves?
Sure. I think the most basic way to begin this is to take 5 deep breaths, to lower your eye gaze. You can even just count each finger on a hand and just inhale and hold that, and exhale and release that. And starting with taking some deep breaths and just calming our nervous system, calming our little hearts, and just getting rooted in the present moment is, for me, the number one way to start that. And start every morning doing that. As you lay in bed, you can concentrate on that. I like to do that when I start any meeting, even at work, is to invite whoever I'm connecting with, whether that's one human or multiple. Let's just together take 5 deep breaths and get in this present moment. And I think that is a very, very foundational step in self-care to get you started to reconnecting to self.
Yeah. And it's a great best practice for any time of the day, really. I mean, I know sometimes when I find myself getting frustrated, irritated, that I stop, right? Don't do that knee-jerk reaction comment that you know you want to do, but it would just cause problems later. Can you hold it, right? Allow for that pregnant pause, right? Go and take that breath so that maybe you don't say something that you don't truly mean, or you know, you maybe you do mean it, but you really shouldn't say it.
Yeah, you probably mean it, right? No, another fantastic tool for self-care is that pause. And you've said it already a few times, and our connectivity is getting comfortable with being uncomfortable. So while you're breathing and you're experiencing the emotions in real time, not distracting from them or dissociating from them, and then pausing to allow those emotions to roll through your body. And it does heighten the capacity to make a better decision, whether that's for yourself or other, by pausing and just experiencing and not getting out of the being to a doing, but just relax in the being for a hot second. I agree.
Yeah. And it's also sometimes in our culture, we listen to respond instead of listen to hear. And at that breath, taking that time to breathe, to be a little patient, to be with yourself, you're actually communicating even better because you're listening, you're hearing, you're not waiting to, I got a counterpoint for this, right?
100%. And I think what's interesting is in my evolution of self-awareness and actualization, I listen so much more and I speak so much less. And the second piece that I'm getting used to is the weirdness when all of a sudden you are in conversation or communication and there is that quiet. And I work very intentionally not to rush it or fill it, but to allow it. And I think it'd be really cool as a culture if we got comfortable with the pondering, now that someone else has fully had the opportunity to express, to then digest and pause, then respond. Wow. Instead of spending the whole time that they're talking, thinking about what it is that you have to say back. So agree.
So it reminds me of this poem or this little saying. And my father, you know, rest his soul, he used to say, we weren't allowed to say shut up, right? As kids, that was like, you could swear, but if you say shut up, you're in trouble. But he used to say about a wise old owl, that a wise old owl sat on an oak. The more he heard, the less he spoke. The more he spoke, the less he heard. Why can't you be like that wise old bird? Ooh. Saying, stop, close your mouth, and just listen. And it reminds me of that, is that when we weren't listening, right, we weren't hearing, just stop talking and listen to what somebody else is saying. And it is, and even listen to what your body is saying, because it's all interconnected, as I know we'll get into a little bit more, but it's all interconnected. And if we're not listening to ourselves and to our body, we aren't going to be able to sit in that uncomfortableness sometimes and rediscover our authentic self.
I have chills everywhere. That was such a beautiful share. And thank you to your dad for sharing that amazing analogy. It's spot on. And I think one of my ahas was when I would look around at other and I assumed and I wanted to fit in, you know, to reflect what I was seeing. And yet sometimes there was this inner nudge going, that's not what I think or not how I feel or not the way I want to proceed or not what I want to consume. But I didn't really understand the fact that we are all designed, whether a little bit different or really different. And it's okay not to go the same way as someone else. That's actually how we're designed. And so part of the listening has become the curiosity and wonder of other and how they choose or how, you know, what their path is. And to just contemplate that and be like, wow, that's interesting that that's what works for them. And it's okay to be different. That's been very foundational to my health and healing.
Well, and I, it's important, right? It's let that weirdo light shine because we all are a little bit weird and a little bit different, but that's what makes it so great. That's why we are this melting pot, because if we were all the same, how much fun would that be?
How boring, right? Yes. Just all this mushness of same. And it's the blessing is that we have other to then know who we are because yes. We know who we're not. And it's a celebration of all those mixtures. It's a beautiful tapestry.
Yes, absolutely. So let's take a quick break. And when we come back, we're going to talk about how to beat burnout and go from surviving to thriving. But before we go, Kristen, tell folks how they can reach you.
Oh, thank you. My website, kristencollins.com, is a great portal to connect. And from there, we have social media, email, and all the good stuff available.
And you can learn more about her services and check out the TED Talks as well, because you'll want to listen to that. It's amazing. I listen to it. I think it's great. And you are in for a good treat for the remaining of this episode today. You are listening to Get Rooted Radio with Erica Gifford Mills. Living it up, letting it go. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Melissa Johnson is a certified life coach, author, speaker, and creator of Wow Ministries, Worship Over Worry, designed to give you the tools needed to live a life of purpose. You have a choice daily to worry about your life and give up the fight, or decide to worship God through your pain and triumph victoriously. Melissa Johnson offers a variety of books, curriculums, and programs to guide you through a self-discovery journey.
Book your consultation with Melissa Johnson today at wowministriesllc.com.
Oh, self-care can be so much fun. And it's not just about bubble baths, but instead about prioritizing the wholeness of who you are without it taking a lot of time out of your day. I'm Claudia Sam, your Soul Connection coach, host of the Be Happy Now show. I invite you to put yourself at the top of the to-do list without guilt. Join me in the Soul Connector Circle community. Get daily pocket coaching and support to stay on track. Go to soulconnectorcircle.com and use the discount code RADIO.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. And yes, our office is open and we are doing strictly phone consultations. If you would like to call and get tuned up, it's perfect time with everything that's going on and things aren't calming down. Pick up the phone and give us a call. It's quick and easy and it's fun. If you'd like more information on it, you can look at maryjanemack.com or call our office at 888-777-4232.
Welcome back to Get Rooted Radio with Erica Gifford Mills. Living it up, letting it go. If you missed any portion of today's episode, you can catch it on GetRootedRadio.com. That's GetRootedRadio.com. Don't forget to subscribe online to receive the latest news, events, specials, and words of encouragement. Go to GetRootedRadio.com. Welcome back to my guest, Kristen Collins. Thank you so much for being here today.
Erica, it is absolutely my pleasure.
So during our last segment, we talked about how to rediscover our authentic self. Now we want to thrive, not just survive. And I love that because I talk about that a lot. And some days we might just be getting by, but we don't want that to be our lifelong pursuit, right? We want to not be burnt out. So what is the main cause of burnout?
I think often for many of us, it's putting other before self. We feel very naturally that it's by giving to other that we are serving, and you know, a big part of why we're here. It's funny, I was a flight attendant for a long time, and I don't know how many thousands of times I made the statement, put your mask on first before you assist others. Yes. And again, in this actualization and this healing that I've been through, I really started to understand I'm actually doing a disservice to other when I'm not taking the best care of self possible and showing up in my best capacity. So switching our mindset that we are here to treat ourselves with love, respect, kindness, patience, and prioritizing what do we actually need outside so that taking us off of our game of self-care, is it really worth it?
Yeah, and I think that is really important because I'll make this an I statement because I don't want to make it a generalization, but I know I had a hard time saying no. And many of my siblings had a hard time saying no, because we were brought up in the service, right? My mother volunteered. She loved to do that. And she would quite frankly say, sure, and then be exhausted. But it's thinking that we can't say no, because then we aren't being a good good service, good member of our community. And yet, how do you pour from an empty cup? And I know that's very cliche, but it's so true. It's if you can't get the rest, the self-care, and I'm not just talking about spa days, ladies, you know, all that other stuff that you need, and being able to communicate it, because you can't really get mad at somebody if you're not communicating your needs. And if you don't know your needs, how do you communicate them?
Absolutely love that. And I think something else super important is when it is a no, there is no need to follow up with a thesis on why it's a no. It can be a very simple, you know, I am honored and thank you. I just don't have the capacity right now. Thank you. That's it. End of story. And then when you do show up, you can give it your all. It's just so much, you're calmer, you know, and think about folks who do show up and they're frazzled. Isn't it almost like, hi, I wish you hadn't come because you're really not helping. You're actually right. So I try very hard to be in that moment, fully present. And I think it's a really important tool for self-care.
It so is. And it's no is a full sentence. I mean, you can be nice about it, of course, but it is a full sentence. You know, not everybody needs that explanation, or maybe they don't even deserve that explanation. You're not obligated to do that. So if someone's burnt out though, I mean, how does someone reverse burnout and get their mojo back?
Sure. And having experienced a large chapter of burnout myself, it was very challenging. And so first and foremost is awareness. I'm exhausted. I am burnt. This is where I'm at right now. Communicating that to self first and then others within your immediate sphere. I know that it must have been very challenging for my family to witness as I was going within and reducing my output and really just, you know, sitting with self, for them not to try to fix it or to adjust to the new Kristen who they were living with. So I think communicating in a loving way to those in your immediate circle of, hey, I'm burnt right now. And we share space. I need your support in a lot, you know, honoring the fact that I'm a little different right now. And thank you. There's nothing for you to do. This is something that I need to take care of. That's, for me, easier at home than necessarily to show up in corporate America. That's a little bit challenging, and I get that. Yet, imagine a corporate America where we had that honesty, right? My mental health is fried right now, and we communicated that. And hopefully, if you're in a healthy culture, that is embraced and supported. And if not, maybe part of your burnout, you need to examine that.
And I think that's where you said the communication is that setting up those boundaries, communicating those boundaries and sticking with them. Because in the work environment, right? If you're in corporate America, you have your own company, whatever it might be, the more you move your boundary, right? Sure, I can stay late tonight. But if you then stay late Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, you have now moved that line, and that's going to be an expectation. Because you're not communicating it and you're not sticking with it. So it's okay that if you sometimes need to move that boundary because it's an emergency, it's whatever it might be, but you have to be communicating of that and your needs. And I think that sometimes we forget. We're not mind readers as much as you think, or not even mind readers. Different people have different expectations of what they would do. And they think that that's what everybody should do. And we weren't born. We're diverse individuals. We said it at the beginning. We have different paths that we took. We have different passions. We have different purposes. So we need to be in charge of what we need.
I love that. And I think something you said earlier, I'd love to shed light back on. It's how we communicate it and in a loving way, right? So I think a part of the challenge for lots of folks, including myself, is when we are working with other and maybe something else is dragging in another department or with another person, and that's escalating the burnout, right? So addressing that in a loving way is important. And so how are you handling conflict? How are you handling when there's a spoke on the wheel that's weak? And sometimes I found, as I look back in hindsight, that when I had communication in a loving way, hey, you know, I you're not showing up the way that I need, and I'm not getting the information back from you in time. It actually brought the team closer together because we had the conversation, versus I would get to a tipping point. Now I'm mad and approaching it in an unhealthy way. So I think communication in a loving way and honestly, and let the cards fall where they may.
Yeah. And that's a great point. And you can do it in a loving way, even in a work environment. And
yes.
And I think sometimes people think loving, well, you know, that doesn't work in the work environment. Well, yes, it does. It's communicating the expectations, but sometimes also why, right? I'm asking you for this, not because I'm asking for, you know, the whole mom, because I said so. It's
this you had that mom too?
Yep. Because I said so. Because I asked you 5 times and you're still not doing it. But it's why. Sometimes if people understand the why or the need behind it, oh, so you're not just kind of harassing me. You're not just trying to be nosy. You're not, you know, it helps to get that forward. And I think it's that's how we can also help close family members, friends, and coworkers who are also suffering. But I think there's more that we can do to help. What are some of the tips to help for those people who we see are in burnout? So maybe we're not, but we can see that they're ready to explode. They're boiling over.
Sure. Absolutely. And again, depending on the role in that relationship, obviously if it's an employee and you are in charge of them, there's a different set. But I think in general, to answer that question, in my experience, very simply offering to listen, offering to hold space. Often, you know, it's not about fixing it for them. It's about allowing them to unload it, to become aware of it. And then asking, would you like me to just actively listen to this? Or would you like me to help you try to solve for this? Because sometimes people just want to spew and they're not interested in you telling them what to do or how to fix it. They may even know how to fix it. But by listening and holding space, I think is the number one foundational tool to help other in burnout.
And I was giggling, not at what you were saying. It reminds me of my son. And I probably said this on other episodes, but there has been times where he'll come home and he'll be saying something to me and I'll be parenting him and saying, well, you know, what was the other perspective? And he gets so irritated. He's like, stop life coaching me. Okay, bud, I'm not life coaching you. I'm your mother. I'm parenting you. But if you want to come to me and you just want to complain, you want to get a good vent session, approach it that way. Say, mom, I just want to complain for 5 minutes. I said, I can't guarantee that I'm not going to come back a few hours later or the next day to readdress the situation, but I won't offer advice. I will just be there to listen and you can vent away, but you got to open the door that way. Otherwise, guess what? I'm your mom. That's what I'm going to do. I'm going to parent. But I was laughing because now we've got it down to a science. Now he's overseas. He'll call me. I just want to complain. I don't want advice. I don't want you to help me fix it. I just want to complain. All right. I'm all ears. Let's go.
That was beautiful communication. You guys had, created that awareness with one another. And I'm giggling now because my stepdaughter has her master's in clinical social work. So she's taught me the art of asking, ahead of time, would you like me to just listen or do you want me to actively try to help you resolve? And I use that at home. I use that at work. I use that, within family. And it is a game changer.
It so is. It so is. Well, before we get into our next topic, let's take a quick break. And when we come back, we're going to talk about leveraging the power of gratitude to improve our mental wellness. But before we go, Kristen, tell folks how they can reach you.
Certainly. LinkedIn, social media, my website, kristencollins.com. Happy to connect and hold space to help us all transcend and thrive.
And you also have a book out there that you can take a look at on her site, Her Phoenix Rising, correct?
It is correct, yes.
Yeah, so take a look at that as well. Listen to her TED Talks. And when we come back, we're going to get into the power of gratitude. I am Erica Gifford Mills, and you are listening to Get Rooted Radio. Living it up, loving it up, letting it go. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Your own innate brilliance already lives inside of you. Come discover it so you can shine brightly in this world. Join me, your host, Adrienne Cobb, Wednesdays at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern, during My Wild Magic on TransformationTalkRadio.com and get answers to who you are and where you belong. To learn more about me and the show, visit MyWildMagic.com. Again, that's MyWildMagic.com.
When trauma is stored in the body, it can subconsciously affect and determine our life experience. Learn how the mind connects with the body and how you can pursue your own healing and growth so that your line shines brighter than ever. On The Law of Attraction Traction with host, my mom, Corinne Beerfield. Every third Tuesday of the month at 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. To learn more about Corinne and her services as a holistic, heart-centered counselor, visit CorinneBeerfield.com.
Do you question what an authentic life really looks like? Tune in to The Alley Effect with Allison Blythe, authentically living life your way. Every first and third Thursday at 1 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com, where Allison Blythe brings you tools, resources, and actionable steps toward your very best life. Take responsibility for your own happiness. For more about Allison, visit Allison, A-L-L-Y-S-O-N, Blythe, B-L-Y-T-H-E.com.
We're back on Get Rooted Radio with Erica Gifford Mills, living it up, loving it up, letting it go. Don't forget to visit GetRootedRadio.com to listen to a replay of this episode, sign up for helpful tips, and learn about upcoming events. That's GetRootedRadio.com. Welcome back to my guest, Kristen Collins. Thank you so much for being here today.
Erica, I'm having a blast. Thanks for having me.
Well, we are honored. So during the last segment, we talked about how to beat burnout and go from surviving to thriving. And now we're going to discuss a topic very dear to my heart, and that's gratitude and how we can leverage the power of gratitude to improve our mental wellness. And I think we forget it so often. I mean, I know if I'm in a cranky mood and I'm like, everything's going wrong and blah, blah, blah. It's like, take a moment to breathe, right? Take that moment to sit. And then what are you grateful for? So first, how do you define the concept of gratitude?
Sure. I think gratitude is different for everyone. And that's part of the unique joy of it, is that somebody might be grateful for something that somebody else despises or can't stand. So it's very interesting. I think it's an individual opportunity to digest, contemplate, and celebrate something that is uplifting for you as an individual.
Because again, we are all different. And we all take things differently, and we all are grateful for different things. So how can increased gratitude benefit and enhance our life?
It is so beautiful. So we are energetic beings, as you and I know. And so when we show up in that energy and that higher vibration of gratitude, it ends up just scrubbing and uplifting our experience in life, because we are coming from that positive higher energy. So when you want to shift to gratitude so that you can elevate at a higher energetic frequency, it does not mean that you don't experience what you're currently experiencing as bad or other. You know, we put the emotion to an experience. We associate an emotion to an experience. Again, to reiterate, something that I think is fabulous might be something you don't, right? So it's first and foremost to be present in that experience and experience it, then release it, as you say, let it go. And then to go ahead and shift into what is something I'm grateful for. At any moment in any given time, we can come up with plenty of things we're grateful for. And that just then we start attracting more of an experience that is a more positive feeling by making that shift.
And I think that's good because it's that mindset shift sometimes that we need to have of asking me not why is this happening to me, but what is it teaching me? And if we can have that little shift, you know, what is it an opportunity? And, you know, I used to joke that opportunity was a swear word because sometimes in corporate America, it's like, I've got this wonderful opportunity for you. And yet we were like, oh, it's the old word. They're going to make us do more work. But it truly is. I mean, what am I going to benefit? How is this going to help me? Yes, it might not be great right now, but it's going to help me deal with something next time. And I think that little shift, that mindset shift, is going to be very helpful. And we mentioned it earlier, everything's interconnected, right? The mind-body connection. So how, if gratitude enhances our life, without question, it would improve our mental wellness. But how, for those that maybe not know, how does gratitude help improve the mental wellness?
Sure. The first and foremost is the reduction of the stress, right? It calms our nervous system. It allows us to be present and pause, maybe not make the mistakes that if we were rushing through the experience. For me, it was a health thing to where it calmed my autoimmune. It calmed the release of the hormones that were running rampant in that fight or flight through my body. So once we get into that mindset of gratitude, we can calm the release of that cortisol down. And that just is going to enhance our physical health.
Yeah. And because you think about it, if you are always a ball of anxiety, it affects your overall health, right? Your physical health, because then you've got that constant heightenedness. You're always feeling like you have to fight or flight and your body doesn't know what to do. Then affects your sleep, then affects your eating. I mean, that's why it's all interconnected here, folks. So it is, go ahead.
Just very quickly, over time, if we're in that fight or flight, right, it breaks down our body's capacity to rejuvenate and to heal. And that was my journey, you know, and I think that happens to a lot of us. It's almost like a slow leak. And we're like, I haven't really shifted anything. I haven't really changed that much. But all of a sudden, I'm showing up different. My body's acting different. What's going on? And it's just over time with that chronic stress, it takes its toll.
Yeah. Oh, well, absolutely. Because you may not even realize that it's going on because like you said, it's that slow leak. And I love that analogy because you don't realize it. And the next thing you know, you're stopped. Well, it's like a car. All of a sudden you got a flat tire. But what are some of the ways that we can leverage the power of gratitude?
I find that weaving gratitude into every waking moment is really foundational to how I want to live my life. So the number one tool that I would suggest is every morning before you even really become awake. I love just waking up and starting my day by thinking about how blessed I am, what I'm grateful for, thankful for the night's sleep. Thank you, you know, for the rejuvenation to my body. And then throughout the day, just taking those deep breaths to go ahead and get back into that mindset of gratitude. My favorite way of threading this into my existence, to my daily life, is when I go to sleep at night. And I just think of three things that I'm grateful for. And, you know, whether it was throughout the day or just in general. And then I ask that during my sleep, you know, while my body's getting rejuvenated and it's getting healed, that I want to dream and connect with my gratitude in my sleep, again, for that calm, soothing experience overnight.
And that is so important because it also helps you sleep better, right? Because you're not thinking about all the woulda, coulda, shoulda things that you should have done during the day, or, oh my gosh, tomorrow I have to do. you're letting all that go and you are focusing on the things that you are grateful for, not the things that you should be, right? It's what you are. And it's an individual experience. And I know sometimes when we do that whole comparison thing, comparison is the thief of joy, right? We can't let that interfere. And I think that is something that we also need to get better at just as a society, that you don't know. Social media, while it's a wonderful tool, it's the A side, folks. So don't be looking for that happiness and that joy and that wealth out there, because that's everybody's A side. You don't see the B side.
So. It's so true. And the stress that that is causing, right? And to your point, it can be a beautiful place to share and support one another and celebrate, right. But minimizing a great self-care tool is, you know, how much screen time are you getting? What does that look and feel like? I work really diligently to shut that down at a reasonable hour at night and not to make that be the first thing that I dive into in the morning. I'm very blessed. My husband and I go for a beautiful walk through our neighborhood and really try to be present for that. And then I come home and meditate for 15 to 20 minutes before I dive into anything that's connected, virtually, just to give my mental health that space to ease into my day. I think that's a beautiful tip to, you know, self-care and get into a gratitude mindset.
Yeah. And that is a wonderful thing. And for those who are listening, meditation doesn't have to be a 20 minute, an hour, 2 hour thing. It can be a couple minutes, 5 minutes, just to get yourself that breathing, that relaxing, and that moment of gratitude. And it's really important. So one more thing before we go to a break, what can someone do when they are feeling really down?
First and foremost is to feel it. It's to absolutely feel it. Get yourself in a safe space and allow yourself to feel it. You will be able to work through it and release it faster if you honor it. And I think that was such a huge aha moment, because especially in the society where we have the opportunity to go ahead and distract from the actual feeling. So if you're really, really down, get yourself in a safe space and allow yourself to feel it. Second, reach out. If you would like some support, whether that's to a family member, a professional, at work through Corporate America, EAP, something along those lines. But once you're going to own it and be like, wow, I'm super down. Now I would like to connect with someone and share space so that I can go ahead and start digesting and working through this. I think that's really foundational and important.
And I think it's important for folks to remember that you wouldn't wait to go get a broken arm treated. You wouldn't wait if you had this severe rash to go get treated. You wouldn't wait. So with your mental health, we all have to stop the stigma. May is Mental Health Awareness Month, right? So we're here right now. Don't be afraid to ask for help. It's not a sign of weakness. It is something that we all need to go through and all need to experience, but sometimes you need a little bit more help, and that is okay. So just wanted to throw that in there, but we're going to take a quick break. And when we come back, we will end today's show with talking about ways to find or maybe even create that joy and happiness in turbulent times. This is Get Rooted Radio with Erica Gifford Mills. Living it up, loving it up, letting it go. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Does your life often feel like an emotional tsunami where rogue waves crash down on you, leaving you feeling hopeless and wondering if it will ever end? Do you wish to awaken the dormant strength inside of you? Imagine what it would be like to turn your pain into purpose. Start today by scheduling a complimentary consultation with Martinet. Dive into your healing journey and begin to see your life in a new light. Visit martinetemmons.com and make your appointment today.
Tune in to Awaken Your Magic Within, reveal unconscious systems to discover your unstoppable freedom power. Join me, Tracy Lynn Wallace, on TransformationTalkRadio.com the first Tuesday each month at 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 p.m. Eastern to gain insight, direction, and tools to uncover limiting beliefs. Get ready to step into your unstoppable power to discover and uncover your magic within. Visit InspiredWisdomCoaching.com.
Sometimes being human has its challenges. Our physical health falters, our spirits sag, our dreams don't immediately come to fruition. Welcome to the power of Maximum Medicine Radio. join me, Doc Martin, in conversations that will blow your mind about healing. In our hit show, Doc Martin addresses the scientific with bridging to the mystical approaches to give you a new narrative about maximum medicine. In this live call-in show, we will journey into the extraordinary genius of the human body and talk about other beliefs that impact being your multidimensional self. We seek the seen and the unseen and explore the earthbound and the otherworldly, all with the purpose of calling forth the maximum you. To learn more about Doc Martin and Maximum Medicine, visit www.SharonMartinMD.com.
Welcome back to Get Rooted Radio with Erica Gifford Mills. Living it up, loving it up, letting it go. If you missed any of the information during the last segments or to listen to a replay, go to GetRootedRadio.com. That's GetRootedRadio.com. Don't forget to subscribe, sign up for tips and special events and pricing for upcoming coaching sessions at GetRootedRadio.com. Welcome back to my guest, Kristen Collins. Thank you so much for being with us today.
Erica, this has been a very transformative experience. Thanks for having me.
Well, we are honored and privileged to have you on. But before we wrap up today's episode, tell listeners how they can reach you, learn about your services, check out your TED Talks, get a copy of your book. How can they do that?
Well, thank you for that. And the great news is my website, KristenCollins.com, will be that portal to all those lovely things that you just mentioned. And I look forward to connecting with your audience. Thank you.
Thank you. So let's wrap up today's episode with ways to find joy and happiness in turbulent times, or maybe should we say create happiness? So what are some common misconceptions you hear about finding joy and happiness?
Sure. I think a lot of folks think that it has to be this giant mountain. It has to be this major commitment and amount of time. And for me, it's just the opposite. And it's very accessible, very easy to do. It's, again, a mindset shift and an awareness. So especially in turbulent times, to time block, whether it be a minute, as you said previously, but what does bring me as a unique individual joy? What makes me laugh? What makes me smile? What makes my heart flutter? And that's going to be different than what it is for other. And then committing, I'm going to spend a minute doing, experiencing, being that. And just that simplicity of getting back to basic. You know, is it sticking your toes in the sand? You know, is it jumping up and down on a pogo stick? Is it painting? Is it singing out loud in the shower? But just finding micro moments of being in that space of joy starts then to escalate and elevate the amount of time that you choose. And for me, it my lens to make decisions, whether that be how I want to live my life, how much, you know, money is actually necessary, right? Would I rather have a simpler experience so that I have more downtime to do the things like sip a cup of tea with someone I love? You know, so it's becoming aware of what, as a unique individual, brings you joy, starting to spend those micro minutes within that space. And then that sets up your lens to be able to make decisions that you can escalate the amount of time that you get to be in joy.
I love that because it's funny, totally different situation, but it applies to this and I'll explain it. So I recently started dating and one of the questions I like to ask people is, what do you need to do at least one time per week? Whether that's go for a run, go for a bike ride, go. And it's funny is because I get, what kind of canned question is that? And some people are like, oh, thank you for asking. And it's because that makes you who you are, right? Not the only thing, don't get me wrong, but if you need to do something, right? I need to go for a hike or walk in nature, right? Not just on the pavement nature. I need to get out with the dirt, with the trees, with the real nature. And if I don't do that, I find I'm more irritable. I'm not as refreshed because I haven't spent that, because for me, that's not only exercise, it's a spiritual experience, it's all that. So I know if I don't do that, if I'm not making that time to do that, I am not going to be happy and joyous because I'm not getting what I need. And it's like what you were saying, what do you need to carve out? Is it the 30-second dance party that I like to have in between meetings? Or like, you know, dance like no one's watching, and sometimes my neighbors are watching, but that's okay because I laugh, it's fun, and we're having a good time.
And it's contagious, I'm sure. I absolutely love that. I absolutely love that. And I like that you ask that question because, first of all, you're going to know if the person sitting across from you is on a similar trajectory, right? And if not, just what a cool opportunity for them to become self-aware. If they don't have an answer to that question, you might have just gifted them the opportunity to become aware, hey, that's actually a really good idea. What am I doing? And maybe I should incorporate that in my life.
Well, in building off of that, what are some of the mistakes that you see people make when they try to find that happiness?
Sure. I made it myself. So I can speak firsthand. It's thinking that the attainment of more is what's going to bring, it's going to bring me joy. And I'm at that stage in my life of empty nesting and simplifying. And, you know, it's pretty interesting. You have this accumulation phase and now it's this deep escalation of decluttering. And it brings me a lot of joy to drop off that bag at Salvation Army or donate that outfit to a not-for-profit. I still consume, I still purchase, I still enjoy, but it's very intentional. It's very limited instead of it having to be this constant thing, because I now look at everything that I consume and weigh it against, is this that important? Do I really need this? Because that's not what's going to bring me joy,
right?
What's going to bring me joy is the life balance to be able to not be working three jobs like a crazy human stressed out about the budget, but the connectivity of conversation. Being able, again, to have that cup of tea or, you know, go on that vacation and really be present. So that's a huge shift for me. That's really not only calmed my nervous system, but has escalated my joy, is the opportunity to be present by not consuming as much.
Oh, absolutely. And I think it's important because what are we doing, right? We joke about retail therapy sometimes, but some people, they love that, right? They love to go antiquing or, you know, go find deals on Amazon or whatever it might be. But is that an avoidance? You know, what are you doing? What do we need to get really back to basics on what makes us, looking at our values, looking at what makes us who we are and how do we find the happiness from there? And I think that's so important. And I know we're coming to the end of the show, but before we do, I'd love you to kind of round things out by sharing some insight on what we can do to live with more joy and happiness in our everyday lives.
Sure. To summarize this delicious and deep conversation that I'm so grateful for, Erica, thank you. My heart is so open and full of joy. It's by taking those deep breaths, getting in that present moment, right? Becoming aware, actively listening to self and other. For just being in touch with self and listening to self will start to bring you joy. And then showing up in community from that place of wholeness, that will bring you joy because now you're not seeking your happiness and your joy from other, right? You're satiated and whole as an individual, and then you're not threatened by the difference or the fact that they may have more or different than you do. So to really elevate our happiness and joy, it's really getting rooted in who you are, loving who you are. If you don't like something about who you are, great news. In that nanosecond of you deciding that no longer is who you want to be, you just simply decide that's not you anymore. And you can make that shift to go ahead and step in a new direction from that moment on. You don't have to go get a PhD or climb a mountain to make that shift. So becoming aware that you are in charge and fully already have within that joy and love, and then being open to experiencing that without needing the outside. And again, the outside's great and the pat in the back's lovely and hearing I love you from others is really awesome, but you're never ever going to be fully satiated and whole when we're seeking for it outside.
Oh, absolutely. Because remember, you are the person who you're spending the rest of your life with, and you need to love yourself and be able to find that happiness from within. Thank you so much, Kristen, for being with us today. Tell folks how they can listen to your TED Talks, get a copy of your book, and learn more about your services.
Well, thank you. I would love to connect with you. And please use my website, kristencollins.com, for access to all the things that Erica has listed. And I'm really happy to support your journey to self-love and actualization.
Thank you, Kristen. And I want to thank you all for tuning in to Get Rooted Radio. If you missed any part of today's episode or you want to listen again, go to getrootedradio.com for the podcast. And don't forget to tune in the first and third Monday of each month at 5 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Central, and 2 p.m. Pacific right here on Transformation Talk Radio. Before I sign off, remember to ask yourself if you are living a rooted life. If the answer is no, then take action to make that answer a yes. One way to take action is to set up your free Empower Hour call with me, no charge, no obligations. Go to getrootedradio.com to find out how I can help you take that action. And if you are ready to live, love, and let go, join me for my signature 12-week group coaching series, The Rooted Life. This series will assist you in achieving your goals and moving forward by letting go of the things that no longer serve you, learning to lean in and love yourself and others fully, and living life to the fullest. Go to getrootedradio.com to learn about the 12-week series and get that free Empower Hour. Thank you for tuning in. Have an amazing day. And I'm looking forward to the next time on Get Rooted Radio with Erica Gifford Mills. Living it up, loving it up, letting it go. Goodbye, everybody.
Thank you for listening to Get Rooted Radio with Erica Gifford Mills. Living it up, loving it up, and letting it go. Visit GetRootedRadio.com if you've missed any part of this hit show, and tune in on TransformationTalkRadio.com to live fearlessly in your more and powerfully rooted in your unlimited yes. For more information and to work with Erica directly, visit GetRootedRadio.com. That's GetRootedRadio.com, and get ready to live it up, love it up, and let it go.
Views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the views of the station, its management, or advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.